Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Is that Kim? Hey, Kim! Wow! Fancy seeing you at the gym.
You don't see me? Struggling. Before you come help me. Sure. I have to get in shape. Doctor warning me about my weight. She said my BMI too high.
I know the same day leaf drop a well bottom it rotten, ma'am. I used to warn you, you know, all those late night runs for fast food in college. And you wouldn't dare buy anything healthy. Worse exercise. God said there be signs and wonders, and you at the gym is a wonder to behold.
All right, Sister Ruth. Don't preach now. Church don't open today. I know that I never made the healthiest choices, but I'm trying my best now. Besides, mommy and daddy are on a little weight, so you must did expect me to put it down too.
No, you know. Sometimes you have to shape your own health, and your weight is something you can't control. You just have to put out the effort.
And that's what I'm doing. So continue to pray for me as I pray for myself.
On this week's Healthline, we take a look at preventing obesity. Obesity occurs when a person has too much body fat. It's different from simply being overweight. Body mass index, BMI, is the weight of a person in relation to their height. BMI helps to indicate weight range. Nutrition specialist Dr. Joy Callender says body mass index is calculated by your height in pounds multiplied by a factor of 703 divided by height in inches twice.
There's a formula that we use, and when you get that number, if your BMI is over 25 but less than 30, we say you are overweight. Once you get to 30 and above, we say that you're actually obese.
Being obese often makes it easier to develop non-communicable diseases such as heart disease and diabetes, and it also makes daily activities much harder to perform. Chief Executive Officer of Intakai Academy, George Rattray, says he has been living with obesity for about 25 years and that it started affecting him when his clothes just wouldn't fit anymore. He says his weight gain started after leaving college, 70 pounds overweight.
That kept ballooning over the years up until just early last year, where I was almost 400 pounds by that time.
Mr. Rattray, who is now about 70 pounds away from his ideal weight, says one of the hardest parts of being overweight is going out in public.
You're pretty much okay at home. You can fool yourself a lot once you're at home, but once you go out into public, you start to realize that you're the biggest person everywhere that you go, and not in a good way.
Oftentimes, persons who are genetically predisposed to being obese may not want to consider weight loss options because they are aware of their family history. They may believe that becoming obese and staying that way is inevitable. But Dr. Callender says lifestyle plays a major role in determining if obesity will actually be manifested in a person.
Well, you can prevent it, because if you have a healthy lifestyle, if you eat well and you are physically active, you don't have to become obese. Even if you have the genes, you may never become obese, and that's controlling it through lifestyle.
Renee, whose name has been changed for privacy, weighed 290 pounds and says with the Intakai program, she is well on her way to achieving her weight goal of under 200 pounds by this December. Before her journey to weight loss, she was aware of persons in her family who suffered from obesity, adding that when she was obese, it took a psychological toll on her. She's now encouraging those who need to lose weight to start their journey.
I have sat in the seat where I've seen people have success, envy them for it, and just wish I was in that position. But of course, like every journey, it begins with a first step. And the first step is one, saying to yourself that I must get it done. Two, believing that you can get it done. And three, sticking with it.
The World Obesity Federation says during 2007 to 2008, over 37% of Jamaican women and over 12% of Jamaican men were obese. That's it for Healthline this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more, and until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.